2 Chronicles chapter 26. Then all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in the place of his father Amaziah. 3319 AH 723 BC. He built Eloth, and restored it to Judah, after that the king slept with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord Jehovah, God caused him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines, and broke down the wall of Gath, and the wall of Jabneh, and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities around Ashdod, and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines, and against the Arabians who lived in Gerbal, and the Mahunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. And his name spread abroad even to the entrance of Egypt, because he strengthened himself exceedingly. Furthermore, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, and at the valley gate, and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert, and dug many wells, because he had much cattle, both in the low country, and in the plains, gardeners also, and vine dressers in the mountains, and in Carmel, because he loved gardening. Furthermore, Uzziah had a host, army, of fighting men, who went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jeiel the scribe and Maaseiah the ruler, under the hand of Ananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 307,500, who made war with mighty power, to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the army shields, and spears, and helmets, and armor, and bows, and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines, invented by skillful men, to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones with. And his name spread far abroad, because he was marvelously helped, until he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. Because he sinned against the Lord Jehovah, his God, and went into the temple of the Lord Jehovah to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord Jehovah, who were valiant men. And they stopped Uzziah the king, and said to him, "It is not your place, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord Jehovah, but to the priests the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, because you have sinned. Neither shall it be for your honor from the Lord Jehovah God." Then Uzziah was angry, and had a censer in his hand to burn incense, and while he was angry with the priests, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priests in the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah, from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest, and all the priests, looked upon him, and, indeed, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from there. Yes, he hurried to go out, because the Lord Jehovah had stricken him. And Uzziah the king was a leper to the day of his death, and lived in a dormitory house hospital, being a leper, because he was cut off from the house, temple, of the Lord Jehovah. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. Now the rest of the acts of Uzziah, first and last, Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, wrote down. So Uzziah slept with his fathers, and they buried him with his fathers in the field of the burial which belonged to the kings, because they said, "He is a leper," and Jotham his son reigned in his place.